definitely want to say it's been a good place to be.
Amen.
Certainly want to thank God for what he's done already. Thank him for who he is to us and what Amen. He's done for us. Thank him for being here. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew. Chapter 14.
Amen.
We're going to start reading in the 22nd verse. Very familiar scripture, I'm sure. Everybody knows this scripture. It's one of the more common ones, and one of the ones you hear a lot about. So, nothing new, but there's never anything new preached out of the Bible. It's all... The old stuff still does the good, and I love it and I appreciate it. Matthew 14:22 begins to read like this. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when evening had come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come."
Amen.
And when Peter was come down to the ship, Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And you can be seated, and that's where we feel like that's where we need to stop reading. We know there's more, and we probably will touch on a little bit that happened after this. But I want you to focus your attention on that word "come" in the 29th verse and how Peter reacted to that word "come." And I want you to understand something today, if God will allow me to. We're going to maybe go to some other places in the Bible. We're not sure. God will just let us go wherever he needs us to go. But I want you to understand this verse of scripture here that we all, like I've already told you, we've all heard it, we all know it. Probably you could have sat there and knew exactly what I was talking about without even looking at your Bible. But I want you to think about something today here in that 29th verse where Peter asked him, said, "If it's you, God, if it's you, Lord, let me come out on the water that I could come to you." And he told him to come. And I want you to understand something today. Peter's reaction is what I really kind of want to focus on, if God will allow us to. Because Jesus is always telling us to get close. He's always telling us to come where he is. But it's our reaction to when he tells us that. It's what when he tells us to come, it's whether we come or not is going to determine whether we get blessed or whether we stay where we are. Can you see where I'm trying to get here this evening? I want you to understand that God is doing all these things for Riverside. God's moving things out of the way. He's putting things into place, and he's doing things for us all. And I believe that we all, Brother Harold, if God will allow us to, when he bids us to come, that we push forward and that we move on when we get to where he is. I want you to realize something today. I'm not saying you're not close to God, but I'm saying when God tells us to get closer, let's move, let's go. Like Peter was there when Jesus told him to come. Now we know that the fourth watch of the hour, there is about 3 to 6 in the morning. That's what we've seen, we understand. So it was dark outside. They'd been toiling all night long because they left the shore before Jesus. In the Bible said that Jesus went on to himself. Went out by himself and was praying when he came unto them. They had been toiling for a long time. They had been pushing. No doubt probably going around in circles. No doubt they were getting tired. They were famished. They were probably hungry, thirsty. But I want you to realize something today. I was there. It was their God's knowledge, or Jesus' knowledge, of where they were on that. He said the Bible says that he came to them. I want you to understand something today. We might be toiling in life. We might be rowing and feel like we're going nowhere. We might feel like a church like that we're kind of just going around in circles. But I want you to realize something today. Jesus knows where we're at, and he knows when he needs us. And I want you to realize something today. Just because Jesus in this verse of scripture here was off praying by himself, he never missed a beat. He knew exactly where they were. We may think in our life that Jesus is off doing something else or off here somewhere, but Jesus is never not knowing where we're at. I want you to realize something today. When Jesus came to them, it was a certain time of night, and no doubt they were probably at their wits' end. I want you to realize something today. Jesus comes right on time. Do you remember when Lazarus was dead? The Bible says that he was dead for 4 days, and then Jesus showed up. I want you to realize something today. The world sees things that are temporal. We understand things that are set by time. But Christ is not set by time. The only time he was ever put under time was when he lived here for those 33 and a third years, and he did what he needed to do so that you and I, when we go through life and we're toiling on the sea, that he could come to us and rescue us like he did before. Aren't you glad today that when we are toiling in life and when we feel like we're getting nowhere and we feel like we have no help, Jesus comes walking. Don't, do you realize, do you see that? The Bible says that Jesus came walking. He wasn't just walking around. The Bible says that he came walking to them. What's that tell me? That he knew the exact location where they were. He knew exactly what they were going through. He knew what they needed. And I want you to realize something today, that if we think that our God can't even control the things around us, what kind of shape are we in? But I want you to realize something today. Then there's other spots in the Bible where Jesus was in the boat with them and he quieted storms. But I want you to realize something today. Jesus had put them through this. I believe Jesus put them through this storm to build their faith. I believe he put them through the storm to build their trust. Because like he told them there that, don't be afraid, it's me. But Peter, I believe Peter's heart began to swell. And he began to remember, wait, that's right. I have a God, I have a Christ who cares about me. And I want you to think about something tonight. That if we, I would be like Peter, when the storm's raging, when God's over here telling us and bidding us to come, we got to get up out of the boat and we got to get to him. I want you to realize something today. This boat to them, they only understood the way elements were to them. They knew they could sink in water. They knew the only thing between them and the water was a boat. So the boat was their safety in their mind. But thanks be to God, when Jesus is in the midst, when Jesus is in the water, it don't matter what you're going through, everything obeys him. So that water, I can just imagine that as Peter began to step up out of that water was just as hard as the ground that he was used to walking on. Why? Because Jesus knew that Peter needed help today. I want you to know something. If we would get up out of our boat, get out of our comfort zone, get out of our safety net, and we would go to Christ, we would be a lot better off today. A lot of people say, well, Peter messed up. Peter didn't believe God. Oh no, I don't believe that one bit. I believe Peter's human part of him. I believe the humanity in him. I saw the waves and began to doubt or begin to worry. Maybe not doubt Christ per se. But I believe that he started seeing the things around him, and they clouded his judgment. They clouded his vision of where he needed to get to. Because you know that Jesus didn't move. Jesus wasn't the one that needed help. Peter was. I want you to realize something today. If we would just continue, hey, we're on the one. If we're out of our boat, and amen if you're out of your boat. Amen if you had no
of trust and faith, how to move. And when God said to move, oh, but if you're still in your boat, I want to encourage you.
Oh, that the way that you think is impossible, God has made possible. And there's nothing that he can't do today. Peter was outside of the boat. Peter was at the mercy and the grace of God at this point. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Jesus loved him so much. Oh, but Jesus loved him so much. Jesus loved him so much that he would let him walk on the water just like him. Thanks be to God above that there's some times in my life when I've needed God's help or I've needed Christ's help, and I've gotten the touch of the help of God. When I didn't feel like I was going to be able to reach him, thanks be to God above, he made a way for me to get to him today. But here we see that the storm is still going on. Just because Peter stepped out of the boat, Brother Harold, don't mean that the other fellows in the boat weren't feeling the storm still. They were still in the storm. Peter was still in the storm. Oh, but I believe in my heart of hearts that when Peter got a vision of Christ and he saw where he was, it compelled him to move. It compelled him to push. It compelled him to get out. It compelled him to go where Jesus was. And thanks be to God, our spirit's the same. I want you to realize something today. When we see where Jesus is, something inside of you and I is compelled to get out of where he's at. And no matter what obstacles in the way, no matter where we are, if we could just get our eyes on Christ, if we could just get our blinders on, if we could forget about all this other stuff, all the stuff over here, all the wind, all the waves, all the shakiness, all the thunder. If we could just put some earplugs in and get some blinders on, that we would forget about this world and we would begin to be able to move towards Christ today. I want you to understand. Peter, no doubt the rain was pelting him in the face, and maybe the wind was kind of pushing him to and fro, maybe still. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Peter realized his necessity to get to Christ, because I don't know if there was a time limit on how long that the water was going to be able to hold him up. I doubt it. But let's just say that if Peter took too long to get to Christ, that the water would begin to sink him up anyway. I want you to realize something today. There are certain things in our life that God wants us to get, where he wants us to get where we need to be, Brother Harold. And I believe God has a time limit on things, and I don't want to miss out on blessings because I take too long or I doubt too much. I don't want to miss out on the blessings of God because I let my judgment get in the way and I start thinking that I know better than God. I want you to know something today. When we step out of the boat, if you're already out of the boat, praise God. But if not, when we do and we feel that closeness and security of Christ, let's move towards it. Don't you know? I believe this built up Peter's trust. But no, nothing more can build up Peter's trust than when the human part of him got in the way, just like you and I do. The human part of us gets in the way all the time. And the Bible says that we got to die daily. So the human part's always going to try to get in the way. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When Peter began to look around and begin to see the boisterous waves and the wind that was contrary, I want you to realize something today. He began to sink. But Jesus didn't leave him there. Hey, maybe some of us are sinking today. Maybe we don't understand what's going on. Maybe we don't understand where the things are going to come. Maybe we're beginning to worry. Is God going to give us a pastor? Is God going to grow our church? Is God going to help us out? Let me tell you something. You stop letting the storms fog your judgment. Stop letting the storms get in the way. Stop letting those thoughts enter your mind and just push towards Christ. And he will protect us today. don't leave churches without under shepherds. God's going to send us a man. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. We got to be like David. I want you to realize something today. Are we going to be like Israel? The Israelite people, they wanted a king so bad that they began to beg and to plead that God would give him a king, and God had already anointed David. That's why I want to charge you something today. Don't let the clouds get in your way. Don't let things get in your path. Let's not get ahead of God. Let's just get to where He is and get in His graces, and we'll know. I want you to realize something today. The Bible says that God gave him a king. Oh, but it was the wrong king. No doubt that David himself, he was a scrawny guy. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, when the world sees something that seems unfit, oh, but if God blesses it, it will bless all of us today. Do you realize that these men here, I don't know where that came from. That's okay. I want you to realize something, that these men here, they let the storm around them, Brother Jerry. They let the storm around them keep them inside the boat. I want you to realize something today. Don't let the worries, don't let our church worries keep us inside of the boat tonight, church. Don't let the things that we're worried about, don't let your job status, your money status, your marital status, maybe your just general health, I don't know. Don't let those things keep you from getting where God is. Don't let the worry of a pastor keep you where God is. Don't let the worry of, well, is this gonna work out of my job? Don't worry about it. Is this gonna clear up? Is the doctor gonna find this wrong? Don't worry about it. We got plenty of things to worry about in life. Oh, but worry's just gonna do nothing but separate us from God. So you know what we need to do? We need to push forward, keep our eyes on Christ, and get where He is today. Do you realize that when they were in the presence of God, all of them, when they were in the presence of Christ, that they may have had issues, they may have had things come up, they may have not understood exactly what was going on in several different situations. I'm sure you can think of several in your own mind. Oh, but nevertheless, Jesus was always there, Brother Harold, to do what? To answer their questions, to give them questions to build their faith, and to show them that His power was perfect, and all these things. I just can't stop thinking about when He raised Lazarus. The Bible says that He told him there, I know who you are. God, I know that I have power from you. I know that you've got all power. Oh, but give me the power so that these people can see that you've got the power. Hey, thanks be to God above. No doubt in my mind that those people, Brother Harold, begin to see the power of Christ and to begin to trust Him. Let's be like the people who they may not have understood why all the things were happening. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When God shows His power, there's no denying it today. Brother Mike, the waves, the wind and the waves and all the things. He was walking on top of the waves. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but when I jump into water, I don't just bust through the surface. I start sinking. I want you to realize something today. I'm a decent swimmer, but I get tired fast. I wonder if maybe Peter was in the same boat. Maybe Peter was worried about when he began to sink. Maybe he was worried, well, I'm not a good swimmer, and these waves are huge. I'm just going to get taken under. I'm going to drown. Oh, but thanks be to God. The Bible says that Peter, I was met by the hand of Christ. What's that tell you and me? We ain't got nothing to worry about. Because if He's willing to catch Peter when he begins to sink, He's willing to give us a pastor. He's willing to fill our pews.
He's willing to give us a job out there. He's willing to let people's ears be opened up to when we go and we try to tell him who he is. He's willing to do all these things. But we have to have the strength to know that as long as we're in his will and his power and his might, everything will fall into place today. Everything. Don't let the storms of life get in the way of getting to Christ. I want you to understand, I'm sure I'm not even going to be much longer, but I want you to understand something today. If Peter didn't know who Christ was, he may not have trusted him enough to put his hand out. But I'm glad that I know who he is. I've seen him work before. I've seen him move. I've seen him do these things before. Everything that's in your mind, no doubt, we all have the same thoughts. All of us. I'll bet you as soon as the top of his toes got wet. Why? Because he was afraid. Being afraid is not a bad thing. But not trusting God, that's a bad thing. Why? Because he told us in the Bible, Sister Naomi, that he would never leave nor forsake us. What makes us think that he's going to do it now? He won't. Brother Harold, how many storms have you gone through? So many. I'm sure you probably have lost count. I've gone through plenty. You've gone through plenty. We're still here. Why is that? Because Christ is faithful. Doesn't it say that he's faithful concerning his promises? When other people count slackness, I might fail you. I'm going to. I'm human. He's not, though. You put your faith in him. You try to get where he is. You put your trust in him. He'll move. You realize that the only time Christ ever moved in this entire scenario was first when he was getting to him, and then when Peter needed help. Up to those points, after getting there and waiting for Peter, he didn't move. But when Peter needed help, he moved. He was there. When you need help, he's there. When you're worried or when you're scared or when you're afraid of some situation or whatever it may have been, spiritually speaking, he's always there. Man, he's like clockwork. He never forgets. He never fails. He never will. And he always loves. Brother James, come get us home. I hope you got something from that tonight. It seemed like my thoughts were all over the place. But if I can end it with this, I charge you to get out of the boat. You say, well, the boat's a safe place. Yeah, it is. But being near Christ is a whole lot safer. Because that boat, Brother Harold, that thing, at some point or other, that thing was going to start busting apart. But Christ, the waves obeyed him. Some point or another, your life's going to fall apart. But if you're near Christ, if you're in Christ, if you're trusting in him, nothing else is going to matter. Nothing else will matter. Why don't we stand? What do you need tonight? What do you need? What do we need? Anything you need, he's got it. Pray about anything, bring it to him. I've been that person that's left the clouds and the rain and the thunder and the waves and all those things. I've let them begin to sink me before. There's been times where I haven't cried for help until my head was completely underwater. Gurgling and trying to find air and trying to get to the surface, and I couldn't.
I don't advise that. That's a very hard place to be in. But I've been Peter before, where I've asked him to let me get where he is. There's been times that I've made it. There's been times that I haven't. Nevertheless, Christ has always been there for me. Don't let the things of this world get in our way, get in our judgment, get in our frame of mind. If our mind's always on Christ, we don't have to worry about nothing else. We don't have to worry about the church. We don't have to worry about our life outside of the church. We don't have to worry about job, marriage, money, government, house, land. We don't have to worry about any of that. Because God loves us enough to go ahead and take care of all that stuff for us. Our job is just to get where He is. We're going to have storms in life. We're going to have things that come up that are unexpected. But that doesn't mean that we have to be afraid of them. We don't have to be. Because when we don't understand something, God's got all understanding. God's got everything under control. The things that we fear, the things that we fear, the things that we're afraid of, the things that affect us spiritually speaking, He's spoken to existence. What do we have to fear? Nothing. We don't have nothing to fear. There's been times in my life that I feared anyway, but it wasn't because Christ wasn't there. It was because I let myself get in the way. I hope and pray you got something from that tonight. I hope you did. But I'll say this. I surely am glad that God's in control of my storms. I love Him today. I appreciate Him. Does anybody have anything before we...